sister.
I'm sorry if you let down.
No, it's all right. I'll just take an extra walk.
So thank you for sitting down with us. So basically what we kind of wanted to do was just to get, like, we wanted people to come in and just share stories about their own history that were important to them, or to show artifacts. And so if you want, we can just go through a simple questions to see if you want to tell any story or anything. But before we start, what's your name?
Amy.
Amy? Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you. Can you spell that out?
A-M-Y.
You don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but how old are you, and do you mind telling us your
age? I don't tell you my age.
That's fine.
That's fine. Where are you from?
England.
England? Okay. How long have you been here in the United States, in New Britain?
8 years.
8 years? What made you come?
I was trying to branch out from being, like, compared to my sisters, but America's different.
Yeah.
It's very different. Like, very, very different.
What are the biggest differences you felt?
I mean, they lack, this is just my opinion, mm-hmm. from what I see from England, but, like, the community connectedness, everybody's, like, separated to their own thing, and there's a lot of cliques, kind of like a gang, like, who are you? Are you at Versace? No. Who are you? Do you earn $100, $1,000 a week? Oh, no. You know, it's so separated, like, you know?
Yeah.
If you lack something, or you're not to a certain skill, you know when you're in America. In England, you won't know. You're like, oh, whatever, you're just going through life. So it's like, I think the wrong areas that's highlighted in humanity is highlighted more than the actual communal humanity thing. So that's one difference. And people talk loud.
Yeah.
I don't think I can get used to that. Like, in England, like, they, you know, conservative, hello. If they talk loud, you know, they're not from here. Like, oh, hello, they're from Africa or somewhere, because they're trying to make them hear the line. But over here, everybody's talking like they're trying to plead the fifth to a judge. Like, I'm being serious. That's one thing I can never get used to. Even on the bus, like, wait, but it wasn't like that. This is how it went. And then it's like, wow. So it's like, I think it's more of an acknowledgement of knowing where you come from, mm-hmm. or your own self-identity. Just my opinion, because I've noticed a lot of people they follow people, or they lack knowing who they are, unless they're cultured or have somebody like, hey, this our grandfather, our grandmother. So there's some things or places they wouldn't go, or because they don't know their identity, certain places and things that they go to that.
Do you think
they shouldn't
focus on the wrong things?
Yeah, because they don't have any grounding. Mm-hmm. It's like a plant on a table. After a while, it's going to wither away and just goes with the wind because it doesn't have any grounding. But if you've got, like, culture or your parents or your own identity of, oh, I like doing this, so I'm not going to go. Like, you're not going to be moving.
Kind of like your roots, like, connect.
Yeah, you're connected to what you know you're supposed to be doing. So, you know, you're not just swayed by the wind, like, let's do this, let's do that, let's do that. And I think the one thing that I really is, like, I don't usually say pet peeve, but the fake, like, in England, when somebody doesn't like you, they don't like you, just stay away from them. Uh-huh. But somebody likes you, okay, you know that they like you. But over here, they have the fake kindness, like, the frenemy.
Yeah, the frenemy.
I have never in my whole life seen such pettiness in my life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. I've never used the word petty until I came over here. I never knew the word petty existed until I was like, wow. Like, this, really? It's like, Mom, do you know? She goes, hey. My mom tells her all the time. I can't exactly go to my mom's. I told you not to go to So.
Do you have any cultural identity?
My mom's from Africa. I was born in London, so I know all about, like, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, my great-granduncle, my aunties, my uncles, my cousins, my nieces. So it's, like, pretty grounded. Everybody keeps in contact with each other.
So, like, you guys all share each other's stories. You kind of know where everyone came through. Like,
even if you're not supposed to, like, auntie, how do you know that? I told your mom. It's like, Mom, you're not supposed to tell people. Behave yourself next time. like that kind of thing.
No, I see it the same thing in my family, like immigrant families. I feel like everyone talks, like my mom's telling my cousin what I did even if I'm not there.
You're like, mom, something you're supposed to keep. There's nothing sacred in
that. Yeah, there isn't.
There's nothing sacred in that family.
It's like the uncle you haven't seen in like a year, like your most embarrassing moment. It's just like, why?
I don't even know.
Do you feel strongly connected to like your African or your English like culture and heritage?
I'd say both, because I was born and raised in England, that's what I know. But I'm like connected with the food, the music, the stories. I've been there a couple of times. I have to go there again because everything I used to know is like obliterated. Like this is 2022 now. Everything's kind of Americanized and everything. So it's like the best of both worlds. But I like learning about other people's cultures as well. So.
Where did you, when you came from England, where did you first come to live? Like here in New York?
So funny story. When somebody tries to give you horror stories about why you should move from New York to Connecticut, don't listen to them. Don't bloody listen to them. Because like I was fine, it was like getting $17 an hour. Just playing around in New York, like, you know, work. And it's a different environment, like, you know, supervisors are influenced by the employees, which is strange, but anyway. And I'm like, really? I say, whatever you do, shut up. Don't even talk with them. And they're like, what do you think about so-and-so? It was like a TV game show, who should stay and who should not. Oh, no, I like her. What do you got? I don't like her. Next day, she's gone. So I'm like, shut up, Amy, just work. Like, Amy, I'm working. don't get into that. So it's like, what was the question you asked me again?
Where'd you first
move? Yeah, okay, so I moved to New York. New York is like, you know, you're forever like exploring. Like you can't stop exploring. You could be there for 50 years and you still don't know something.
Yeah, so
that's around the corner. Oh wow, I didn't, you know. But like my friends like give me all so you can't stay there late at night. Somebody will rob you, whatever. Now, this is just my opinion. You can put it on record or not. But like in Hartford, they don't know the ghetto. They don't know like challenges and struggles. Compared to New York, but New York is more like, you know, community-like, like they all help each other, you know, even to the drug addicts, oh no, don't worry, I've got you, you know. Over here, they're fighting for no reason, and they're all angry for no reason, and they're all violent for no reason, and that should be in New York. So it's like, I didn't know any of that when I came over here, and it's like so small, like, again,
yeah,
pettiness.
It builds on.
Nobody's telling you to stay there, you know. You have a thing called a passport, you can fly anywhere in the world, you know, and the mentality is so like limited, like this is as far as I can go. So they're angry about everything. Like, why are you angry? Like, you know, you know there's 50 states and many cities you could go to, and no. And I'm like, okay. They like it.
Would you say they get possessive with like where they're from, where they grew up with?
I don't know. I think like that's just my personal opinion. I learned not to go to those groups where they're like, let's talk about challenges and black history, and they don't want to hear anything about enlightenment. Because the way I see it, my family, like, slave days, they struggled or whatever. So it's my duty to, like, live up to more their potential because they didn't get to. But the mentality here is, oh, we struggled and this, they're stuck in a struggle. I'm like, well, we have Google. If my grandma was here, she'd be a billionaire in a week. My mom would attest to that because she's like, that's how she was. So like, I don't understand, like, people in Africa are going through more struggles than they are over here, and they don't understand the freedoms that they have. So it's that they're just unappreciative to, oh, they're owed something, rather than, you know, you have the liberty to work. Over there in Africa, you have a rich or you're poor. If you're lucky enough, you might get help. But if you're not that lucky, you have a rich or you're poor. So you can't have that mentality, or you just die or eat dust in the ground. Some people just do that. So I don't think they appreciate like their freedoms, their liberties. But again, it's a mindset, and I learned you get kicked out of all the forums if you keep talking like that. So I just find another route. But like, she's like, I decided to make the move to Connecticut. She's like, do you want to see Hartford? I was like, yeah. I thought she would be driving for hours. I thought, New York is just like Connecticut. Half an hour later, she goes, that's it. I go, what? Take me back. That's when I knew. Dun, dun, dun. That's when I knew my life was going to change. I don't know if it could or not. So I was like, ah. So I just grabbed onto like the things I like to do, like music, arts, and I like, tried to like, but it's not the same. It's really not the same because I'm.
Can you talk about some of the music you play? Like some of the music that you.
Oh, I get into everything. That's why I got kicked out of two bands. Seriously, one of them was really mad. But he was like a Joe Jackson, but he didn't have the money and stuff to back it up. I was like, what Grammy did you get that you have to talk to me like that? So I was like, I don't know. They're a bit over obsessive with their thing. I'm like, I think people need to check what standard they are in music before they like have a hit for like, do you know what? I have a house, but you don't have a Grammy. You know, I'm here for the music, I'm not here for the things, you know. So it's like, it's interesting things that happen, but it's a huge difference. But I learned to like travel, go out of my surroundings. So you learn people think different. Like Maine is a different world. Like, you know, Pleasantville, except for with the color. I don't know if you've seen, it's like a movie. They're all happy, they don't care what color you are, they all wave, they say hi. It's like a huge community effort. It's like a total different world. Like, if you get lost like me, I like to wander and explore and piss off my band for not coming on time. Like, hey, we missed the boat because of you. It's like, sorry. But like, the people that like, they said, oh, if you get lost, just wave to somebody and they'll drive you back. And I didn't believe it. And I was, they're like, oh, hop in the truck. Which person, how tall are you? And I told them, and I was like, okay, no problem. Don't worry about nothing. You know, that's how the town is. And that's when I realized not everybody is like Hartford. And Hartford is so small. You think the whole of America is like that, but I don't know about your experience, but everything, even New Britain, some ways, is like.
Like, you have some bad places, and then you have some, like, really nice areas where everyone's spread out and stuff.
Yeah, but I think it's more like, you know when you have a drill and like, like, stop, just put the equipment down, go somewhere else, you know. But other than that, it's a learning lesson, like, okay, when you see a hint of ignorance or foolishness or fun, that's all. Go where people are open-minded, they're not clicky, they're flexible. So that's what I've learned, but I've been told I'm different, so.
I think we have enough for our interview.
So where's my $10,000 that you promised me?